Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School at Isabella, Missouri, and the Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest, and I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit my webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on natural remedies when we come back. Well, the income tax and Social Security programs are not compatible with our traditional American values, and that's because these two programs, Social Security and the income tax, are the second and the eighth planks to the Communist Manifesto. These programs call for a heavy progressive income tax in place of tithing, and Social Security as a social welfare scheme takes the place of strict liability and individual responsibility. Now, the income tax requires of us that we serve two masters in violation of Matthew 6, verse 24. The income tax requires of us that we rob God in violation of Malachi 3, verse 8. The income tax requires of us that we commit idolatry in violation of Exodus 20, verse 3. And the income tax requires of us that we use unjust weights and balances in violation of Leviticus 19, verses 35 and 36. And the income tax requires that we sign contracts with foreign and alien gods in violation of Exodus 23, verses 32 and 33. And Social Security violates the strict liability statute in Exodus 21, verses 28 through 36. Social Security violates the 10th commandment by appealing to our lust and greed. We call that income redistribution. The scripture calls it covetousness in violation of Exodus 20, verse 17. Now, the God of Israel gave us a better way of life than that, and our founding fathers in our Constitution followed that better way, and that's why I contend that you and I ought to learn how to practice a better way of life than Social Security and income tax. Now, if you'd like more information about tax and status, why don't you call the law school at 417-273-4967. Be sure to ask for my free general law CD package while you're at it. That's a four-hour commentary on the law school. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's informative, and best of all, it's free of charge. Add area code again, 417, the number 273-4967. Remember, tax and status is available on compact disc for adult home education. And if you're online, why don't you go to the website georgegordon.org, click onto the email, and then send an email request for your free general law CD package. That's georgegordon.org, or call direct, 417-273-4967. All right, we've been reviewing a humongous book here. It's 840 pages called Natural Remedies, put out by Vance Farrell. You can get a copy of it. In fact, I said I'd get you the name and address of the supplier that I buy it from, and you might want to jot this down because Baker Creek Seed Company, it's the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company that has it, and they also sell a number of other books, but jot this down. It's www.rareseeds.com. It's an easy one, rareseeds.com. Not only can you get this encyclopedia of natural remedies, but you can also get heirloom seeds, non-GMO, open-pollinated seeds from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. Telephone number for rareseeds.com is 417-924-8917. Again, that's area code 417-924-8917. They've also got an address here. It's the Baker Creek Seed Company, 2278 Baker Creek Road, Mansfield, Missouri, 65704. Once more, that's Baker Creek Seed Company, 2278 Baker Creek Road, Mansfield, Missouri, 65704. Now, the price of the book is $85. Add $5 for shipping and handling, $90 bill. It's worth every dime of it. I think you'll agree with that. I've given you probably 25 or 30 articles here in this series of programs on the encyclopedia. It's called Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. And if you want to order it, you can order it direct here from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, 2278 Baker Creek Road, Mansfield, Missouri, 65704. Just tell them George sent you. That probably won't reduce the price or do anything for you, but at least it'll give you an in, and the guy will say, oh, yeah, I know that guy, Gordon. That's where we buy a lot of our seeds up here at Baker Creek Seed Company. $85 for the book, $5 for shipping and handling, and we'll get you a copy. 840 pages. That's about 10 cents a page. 10 cents a page. Listen to the brown recluse spider bite. We get a lot of calls here. People ask about crazy things, you know, like, what if I get bit by a brown recluse spider? What do I do? Normal people panic, go hysterical, and call 911. But what if you're standing on top of a mountain at 12,800 feet in the Rockies someplace in Colorado and you get bit by a brown recluse spider? Now what are you going to do? All right, let's be intelligent. If you're going out into the woods or you're going out and you're going to be away from people someplace, you should be thinking about, gee, I could get bit by a snake out here. I could get bit by a black widow spider or a brown recluse spider, or you know, I could fall down and cut myself real bad. Is there anything that I've got in my backpack here? First aid kit, snake bite kit, charcoal. You know, what are some of the things that you might want to have? What do you have around your own home? What if you can't get to a doctor? What if it's an emergency? What if you don't have any money? What if there's a terrorist attack? You know, come on. You might have to take care of yourself. I know it's a wild new concept, but take a look at brown recluse spider bites on page 564. Symptoms: a bullseye appearance of a blister encircled by red and white rings. A few hours after being bitten, the skin around the bite becomes red and swollen. Eventually, most of the tissue dies, leaving a deep sore. It may take several months to heal. Here's the cause. There are more than 29,000 known types of spiders. They're all excellent insect control agents, but two in the United States are extremely dangerous. The tarantula is the world's largest spider, and it lives as far north as the southwestern United States, but its bite is no more dangerous to human beings than a sting or a bee or a wasp. But the bite of the brown recluse can cause the flesh to decay, and it can require extensive treatment over weeks or months, but death from a brown recluse is extremely rare. It is possible to develop tetanus from the spider bite. It's very rare. I told you about my boy Dirk. He got bit by a copperhead, and we treated it here at home, and we treated it with charcoal. And that's the way you treat these spider bites. Now listen to this. Here's your natural remedy. Chew up and swallow 10 charcoal tablets with water. Crush more tablets and make a paste and then place it on the bite as a compress. Charcoal will powerfully draw out the poison if applied very rapidly. So as soon as you can see that this is a brown recluse spider bite, you make a charcoal poultice. How do you do that? Very simple. You just take some charcoal, grind it up, smash it, or take charcoal powder, and just mix a little water with it until it becomes a paste. You don't want it runny. You want a paste. And put it over the bite, put a Band-Aid over it, and then take about 10 charcoal tablets, or 10 charcoal capsules. I prefer the capsules, they go down easier, and swallow those, and sit back and relax. The spider bite has now been taken care of, and it doesn't cost anything. Remember the story that they gave here? 11,000 inexpensive home remedies. Now, get a spider bite, brown recluse spider bite, and then go to the doctor, and say, "Doc, here, look, brown recluse spider bite, take care of it for me," and then look at the difference in the cost. Now, if you want to go to the doctor, don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success, but I certainly wouldn't go to a doctor over a brown recluse spider if I've got charcoal. Remember, charcoal absorbs 60,000 times its own weight in toxins. Charcoal will take the top 30 poisons and 29 of the top 30 poisons in the United States and neutralize 29 out of 30. Now, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Every doctor knows about charcoal. No doctor will recommend charcoal because there's no money to be made in it. Why would a doctor want to recommend something that doesn't make any money? And that's just where reality is located. So whether it's a black widow spider bite or a snake bite or what kind of poison you get into, rat poison and so on, charcoal, by and large, is the antidote. And there's a section in here on antidotes, section on poisons, and a section here on brown recluse spider bites, black widow spider bites, bee stings, wasp stings. And remember that this is 10 cents a page. 730 diseases and disorders. And I'd say a brown recluse spider bite is a disorder, sometimes a fairly serious one. Now, my wife's been bitten three times with brown recluse spiders, three times in her life, and she's treated them twice with charcoal and once with a doctor. She went to the doctor. It cost $800 in medical bills and took 8 months, 8 months, two-thirds of a year to cure it. $800, 8 months, $100 a month to cure it. Put charcoal on it and it'll take care of it in about 3 or 4 days. And what does it cost for charcoal? Probably $1.398, something like that. So for $5, you can do the same thing that the doctor can't do in 8 months for $800. All right, so there's brown recluse spider. Now, there's another malady running around, which is called Gulf War Syndrome from 1990-91. Remember that Gulf War? Well, over here on page 746 is a section on Gulf War Syndrome. And I thought I'd share that with you because about 100,000 Americans suffer from this Gulf War Syndrome. And the Defense Department doesn't want to own up to it, and they don't want to pay you guys. You know, you may be a disabled American veteran with Gulf War Syndrome, but you can forget about the United States Army or government paying you for it because it amounts to billions and billions of dollars. So they deny that you've got anything wrong with you. Now, there was 500,000 of you people went over there to the Gulf War. And you went over there, and you were fighting to make the world safe for democracy, to free Kuwait, and do all those good things that Americans do to help their fellow humans on planet Earth. And you went over there as a volunteer. And one-fifth of you, one out of five, came back totally disabled. Now, the enemy did not disable you, but your government did, your army did. And now that they have disabled you, they will not pay you or compensate you for your injuries. Now, isn't that just special? But there's a lot that you can do for yourself. If you knew what was wrong with you, you could go take care of it. So now listen up. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with you. Gulf War Syndrome. Veterans of the 1990-91 Gulf War have experienced a number of puzzling and often severe symptoms. This special report will provide you with additional information on this problem. Physicians at a number of research centers have studied intensively into the Gulf War Syndrome problem. For example, in 1999, physicians at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas presented the results of brain scans performed on victims of the syndrome, which showed depleted brain cells in three areas of the brain.
The scans performed on 12 veterans with severe cases of the syndrome found brain cell losses of between 10 and 25% in three regions deep inside the brain. First, the basal ganglia of the left hemisphere. 2, the basal ganglia of the right hemisphere. And 3, the brainstem. Scans performed on healthy veterans of the 1990-91 Gulf War were normal. Astoundingly, it was found that the amount of brain cell loss in the Gulf War veterans was comparable to that of patients with brain diseases like amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, called ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis, dementia praecox, and other degenerative neurological disorders, even though the brain areas affected were different. Examining this more closely, it was found that veterans with damage to the right basal ganglia appeared to share symptoms such as impaired sense of direction, memory lapses, and depression. Brain cell losses on the left side appeared to cause more general confusion, including difficulty in understanding instructions, reading, solving problems, and making decisions. Left side damage also appeared to correlate with elevated levels of dopamine and a neurotransmitter involved in movement and emotion. Damage to the brainstem appeared to account, at least in part, for loss of balance and dizzy spells. These discoveries helped explain why veterans with Gulf War syndrome show several different types of symptoms. The key appears to be which part of the brain was damaged by the chemicals in the war. There can be damage to one of the three areas, to two of these three areas, or all three of these brain areas. Earlier research disclosed three primary Gulf War syndromes. Efforts were made to link sets of symptoms with different combinations of chemicals, which were toxic to brain cells. Syndrome number one was commonly found in veterans who wore pesticide-containing flea collars. Apparently, the fumes from the flea collars were breathed into the lungs and then produced impairment of cognition. Those veterans could not perceive or retain information as well as they could prior to going to Saudi Arabia. Syndrome number two, called confusion ataxia, is the most severe and debilitating. It occurred among veterans who said that they were both exposed to low-level nerve gas and had experienced side effects from swallowing anti-nerve gas PB tablets. Researchers at the University of Texas concluded that it was the combination of the low-level nerve gas exposure and the anti-gas tablets that caused the severe brain damage. Syndrome number three was characterized by central pain and was found among veterans who were both the who wore both the insect collar containing high levels of DEET, D-E-E-T, an insect repellent, and had taken the anti-nerve gas tablets. Tests were also done to verify whether the physical problems could have been caused by combat stress and post-traumatic stress syndrome, but no correlation was found to exist. The problem was definitely the chemicals, not the war. Now, one out of every 7 Gulf War veterans suffered later symptoms from exposure to chemicals. That's about 100,000 out of 700,000 U.S. soldiers. Meanwhile, other investigators found additional factors which were involved. It was discovered that 15 separate chemical agents had been mixed together and put into artillery shells. These artillery shells had earlier been given to Saddam Hussein, who at the time was thought to be an American ally. These artillery shells were manufactured, made, and created in the United States of America. Now, catches of those shells, when found by our military in southern Iraq during the Gulf War, were exploded in order to eliminate them. But whoever it was that exploded the shells forgot to watch which way the wind was blowing, and the wind was blowing south at the time. So there is lots of wind in the desert, and many of our soldiers were gassed by those very nerve agents. Alarm systems previously installed to give warning of the approach of chemical agents did not function properly, and American troops were gassed. Another problem was mycoplasma, also released by those explosions. Some of the shells contained several strains of mycoplasma bacteria, which had been engineered by the U.S. military to be more deadly against an enemy. You guessed it. Another difficulty was the anthrax vaccines, which were given to our soldiers. There were contaminating factors in the vaccines which later caused many soldiers serious problems, and it is feared that current supplies of this anthrax vaccine in the U.S. are also contaminated. Now, another aspect was the oil smoke from oil wells set on fire at Saddam Hussein's order, which many of our soldiers breathed. Lastly, there were the excitotoxins. One is called aspartame, and it is marketed as NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, and Equal Measure. It is also found in MSG, monosodium glutamate. When the temperature of a product containing aspartame, so-called diet foods, If it exceeds 86 degrees Fahrenheit, the wood alcohol in aspartame converts to formaldehyde and then to formic acid. This chemical produces methanol toxicity, which mimics the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Civilians are having problems with this, and our Gulf War veterans did also. Diet drinks, such as Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, were the primary fluid intake for most of these Gulf War veterans, and these soft drinks were stored at temperatures approaching 120 degrees Fahrenheit. It is extremely dangerous for pregnant women to drink aspartame, but it is not good for the rest of us either. Even sugar manufacturers are now adding aspartame to their sugar because it is cheaper than the sugar, and is believed that every major food company now adds aspartame or MSG to its products. It makes them more delicious. You should read the labels on the food that you purchase. For more on this, see the book by Russell Blaylock, MD, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and also see Defense Against Alzheimer's Disease by H.J. Roberts, MD. Also available is the lengthy discussion of excitotoxins in this encyclopedia. So summarizing the problem of Gulf War syndrome, we find that pesticide collars and sprays, nerve gas inhalation, swallowing anti-nerve gas PB tablets, mycoplasma infection from the nerve gas, anthrax vaccines, breathing smoke from burning oil wells, and drinking diet sugarless soft drinks heated above 70 or 86 degrees Fahrenheit are the causes associated with Gulf War syndrome. All right, there's the article. Now, here, boys and girls, I mentioned to you that most of us are not going to take action to prevent disease or disorders. That isn't going to happen. We are going to burn the candle at both ends. We're going to drink Jim Beam, smoke Marlboros, and drink Folgers until symptoms appear. Now, when the symptoms appear, then we suffer pain, and then we have a choice. We can go after this holistically, and we can eliminate the cause of the malady. Or we can treat it allopathically. We can go to the medical doctors who will treat the symptoms by eliminating or alleviating the pain. They'll give us painkillers and treatment. And it's a choice that you have to make. I'm not here to tell you what choice to make. I'm just here to tell you that today, for the first time in your life, you now have a choice. In the past, the only thing you knew was to call 911, get hysterical, and go to the doctor. Today, you can call 911, get hysterical, or go to the doctor. That's option one. Or two, you can attack the cause of the problem and eliminate it. Now, let's suppose that you're suffering from Gulf War syndrome. Well, now you know that the problem is poison. You have been poisoned. Now you need to eliminate the poison. You can do it through chelation and detoxification. I'm not going to get into chelation and detoxification. That's another story for another day. But you can call the law school here, and it'll tell you where to go to get detoxification formulas, or where you can find out about chelation. If you've got heavy metals in your body, chelation gets them out. If you've got toxins like chemical poisons, detoxification is the methodology. Dr. Schultz, for instance, has a number of products for detoxification. Now, that's not going to replace the 25% of the brain cells that have been destroyed, past tense, in your brain. Those cells are gone, and they're probably gone forever. That's the bad news. The good news is you've got 75% of your brain cells left. And if you will get to work today and stop poisoning those brain cells, you might be able to avoid Alzheimer's disease or Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis, or a whole host and plethora of other maladies that can arise at some future date, including cancer, heart attack, stroke, and a number of other diseases. So there's the story on Gulf War syndrome. Now, there was a reference in here to excitotoxins on page 748. So I'm going to flip the page here to page 748. Here's the story on excitotoxins, special report. Excitotoxins is the name that has been applied to a group of chemicals which is widely used as food additives to enhance food flavors and to substitute for sugar. One of these is called monosodium glutamate. It's another chemical, such as aspartame, which is marketed under the name NutraSweet. You should also see Gulf War syndrome on page 746. Now, eating foods containing these excitotoxins can affect your child's nervous system so that in later years he may have learning or emotional difficulties. They can cause brain tumors to develop. They can aggravate or even precipitate any of today's neurodegenerative brain diseases, such as Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, or the very rare Huntington's disease or Lou Gehrig's disease. And people who eat foods containing these excitotoxins are especially at risk if they have diabetes or have ever had a stroke, brain injury, brain tumor, seizure, or have suffered from hypertension, meningitis, or viral encephalitis. Now, both MSG and aspartame can cause the same brain damage. Many of the brain lesions caused by these products are irreversible, and insufficient concentration can result from a single exposure to these products. I mean, you can just go to a Chinese restaurant and eat MSG one time. And I guess if it gets into the right part of your brain, it can terminate you. Now, MSG is commonly used in Chinese restaurants. So every time I go into a Chinese restaurant, I say, do you use MSG? And, oh, yeah, we have MSG in our food. And I turn around, walk out, and I don't eat there. I don't eat excitotoxins. And the people in the restaurant look at you like, God, what's wrong with that guy? What is he, some kind of a nut? What is he, some kind of a psychotic, neurotic? I don't care. You know, I don't make my living off of Chinese restaurant owners and waitresses, you know, that wonder what's wrong with me. And I really don't give a rat's ass what they think about me. I'm not going to eat MSG. If you want to eat it, be my guest. Don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success, but I'm not going to eat it. So I read labels. When I go into a store and I see a can of something and I pick it up, I read the label, and if it says MSG, I put it back. I don't eat Nutrasweet, and I don't drink Diet Coke, and so on down the line. And I'm not telling you not to. I'm just telling you, you should inform yourself. I mean, you're an adult. You have a brain. And if you say to me, nobody's going to tell me what to eat, I think you're entirely right, partner. You just eat whatever tastes good, dude. And if it makes you sick at some later time in life, you know, you're the proximate cause of your own injury, aren't you? Just don't ask me to pay your hospital bills. Just don't ask me as a taxpayer to take care of you. You did it to yourself. Take care of yourself. Now, I don't draw Social Security. I'm not a leech on society. I am not living off of the public trough. And I recommend that the rest of you do the same. Now, MSG and aspartame are added to foods in order to increase the flavor and substitute for real sweetening. This sells more food, and it saves the food industry millions of dollars and adds to their bottom line. Since MSG and aspartame cost the manufacturers a lot less than real food, unfortunately, the food industry frequently disguises these excitotoxin food additives, MSG and aspartame, under different names on food labels. Now, here are some food additives which always contain MSG. Monosodium glutamate, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, hydrolyzed protein, hydrolyzed plant protein extract, sodium caseinate, calcium caseinate, yeast extract, textured protein, including TVP, autolyzed yeast, hydrolyzed oat flour, corn oil. Any of those products. That, you know, when you pick up the can and you look at it, it doesn't say on there MSG. Don't look for the letters MSG. What you're looking for is, and let me repeat this again, you look on the can and it says, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, that contains MSG. Hydrolyzed protein, that contains MSG. Hydrolyzed plant protein, that contains MSG. Plant protein extract, that contains MSG. Sodium caseinate, that contains MSG. That's the way they hide it, boys and girls, so that you don't know what you're eating. You know, the food manufacturers aren't stupid. They know that if they put on there the MSG, you might have heard about MSG, so they put a different label on there. Now, where do they get permission to do that? They get it from Congress and your state legislatures. It's the politicians that create the laws that give them the right to do that, to deceive you. And then ultimately, it causes you to have some kind of a health problem, which you get to pay for, or your health insurance carrier, and that's why you want health insurance. Listen, if you're going to eat MSG and a NutraSweet or aspartame, you need health insurance. If you're going to break the law, you need health insurance. All right, stand by. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. For more information about the Gordon Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website, georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from a scriptural perspective. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-sectarian law school and is open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact disc, and The Law Hour website is updated weekly and has our radio log schedule and archives and can be accessed through the website at georgegordon.org. Remember, The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date, and The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. The Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, economics, health, education, politics, religion, news, and current events 7 days a week. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours. All you have to do is call the number 417-273-4967 to order it. It's free of charge, 417-273-4967. And in addition to that, the sources of information that we use on this program are believed to be true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. Now, The Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to the authors and publications that we use on this program and often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give of these publications and authors do not mean that these authors or publishers are going to endorse The Law Hour or Editorial Review. Now, most of the authors and publications cited on The Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not necessarily endorsed by The Law Hour or Editorial Review either. And the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, sponsors, manager, staff of this network or local radio station. For more information at the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or call direct 417-273-4967. I got to give you a little story here. Last night, a lady called on the telephone and just chewed me out something terrible. I mean, she read me the write-up. She said, "You socialist, communist, no good SOB." Well, I wanted to know, well, what caused this reaction? And as it turns out, a couple of weeks ago, I did a review, a health review, on a book called Healthcare in Crisis. And in the conclusion of the book, the author, there's two authors, but the authors of the book said, in conclusion, here's our recommendation. Now, these two authors are socialists, and they suggested that the solution to the healthcare crisis in America is socialized medicine, like they have in England and Canada. Now, I don't subscribe to socialized medicine. In fact, I don't even subscribe to allopathic medicine at all. Zero. So I did not, in my review of their book, include their conclusion. I left that out. And this lady really took exception to that. And she said, "Are you trying to include in this your recommendation that we buy this book?" And my wife was talking to her, and she said, "Well, yeah, we recommend you buy the book. Not because of the conclusion, but because of the information contained in the book." So I want to explain to all you listeners out there that when I review a book, I have never read a book in all of my life that I agreed with every page in that book. Now, if there is such a book out there, I haven't read one yet. I haven't seen it. However, I buy a lot of books, and I recommend a lot of books, because most of the information contained in the book is pretty good information, and that's what I'm telling you about this book here. It's $85, remember? It sounds like a lot of money, $85. You mean you got a book for $85? Why, I was just in the supermarket, and I bought a book the other day for $3.95. Yeah, if you want to read Harlequin, I guess you can get them for $3.95, but, you know, you can't get this kind of information for $3.95. In fact, I don't think you can get it anywhere else for $85. This book is $85 plus $5 shipping and handling if you want to get it from Baker Heirloom Seeds. And I would suggest that you jot this down while I'm thinking about it here. Baker Seeds. They got a web page. It's www.rareseeds.com. You want that, even if you don't buy the book, you want that website, rareseeds.com. And the phone number, 417-924-8917. Again, that's area code 417-924-8917. You want that because that's where you get seeds that are not GMO and are heirloom seeds and didn't come from Monsanto. And they're not hybrid, and they are open pollinated. It's the kind of seed that God made and you want. I don't mean if you know anything about seeds. Now, Baker Creek also has this encyclopedia on disease. Remember, there's 11,000 inexpensive cures to disease, and it covers 730 diseases and disorders. It's 840 pages for $90. How much is that? Let's take 90, divide that by 840, and we get 11 cents a page. I said it was a dime, it's 11 cents. 11 cents a page. Well, anyway, this lady really chewed me out something royal, and she said, you fool, you blind, you nitwit, these people are socialists. Yeah, that's right. And most of the people in the United States are communists. And I'll bet you if I ask that lady, do you have a social security number? She'd say, yeah, that's the eighth plank to the Communist Manifesto. If I ask that same lady, hey, lady, do you have a bank account? I bet you she'd say, yeah, of course I have a bank account. Well, that's the fifth plank, central banking. I bet you if I said to that lady, hey, lady, do you pay income tax? I bet you'd say, yeah, I pay income tax. That's the second plank to the Communist Manifesto. Now, you're getting the point. Now, lady, just because you're a practicing communist doesn't mean that I don't like you. But from time to time, I come on the air and I suggest that maybe that communist practice that you're engaged in, you know, bank accounts, income tax, social security, maybe it isn't as good for you as you thought it was. So in that book on healthcare crisis, these guys pointed out, one of the things that I thought was really very important was that when you go to a medical doctor, you need to walk into the doctor, you sit down, say, hey, I've got this problem. The doctor performs all these tests and charges you all this money. 50% of the time, his diagnosis is wrong. So when a doctor gives you a diagnosis, you know, you could flip a coin, heads or tails, and come up with just as good a diagnosis as a doctor, and you don't have to spend anything on the office hall. I thought that was pretty good information, in spite of the fact that the guy that gave me the information in the book was a communist, a socialist, and a fellow traveler. You know, even communists come up with some good information once in a while. Hell, even the Pope comes up with some good information once in a while. So don't discard all of the information just because you don't agree with some of it. You know, take a look at it with an open mind. Maybe there's something there for you. Now listen, we've covered brown recluse spider, Gulf War syndrome. We're talking about excitotoxins over here. I'm down to about 20 minutes. So I want to cover a couple, three more things. This excitotoxin is a long article. I mean, I could sit here and spend an hour just on excitotoxins. And I've done that. In fact, if you'll go to our archives, I've done this aspartame program in a series. And I give you names, dates, times, places, facts, witnesses, and evidence and show you that aspartame is bad. That doesn't mean that you people are going to quit sucking on Diet Cokes. I know that. I'm not trying to get you to quit sucking on Diet Cokes. But when the pain gets bad enough, and you want to know, what in the hell is wrong with me? Well, then the answer is aspartame. It's excitotoxins. It's killing you because you're poisoning yourself, and it causes a lot of pain. Now you've got a choice. You can get off the, stop sucking Cokes with this aspartame in it, or you can keep on. You know, whichever turns you on, whatever makes you feel good, get after it. But if the pain gets real bad and you want to get rid of the pain, get off the aspartame, and that'll solve your problem. And better yet, if you never sucked an aspartame, I was upstairs talking last night on the around the kitchen table, and my daughter, she's 17 years old, she just got back from camp, and she said that when they get back from camp, they went to McDonald's. And they went into McDonald's, and she said, I ordered their chicken McNuggets and French fries. And I said, my God, I can't believe it. You were gone for a week in the mountains, eating jerky and starving to death and sweating your little heart out. And you came back and went to McDonald's, and she said, yeah, I did. Boy, it really tasted good, Daddy. I said, well, I'm sure it did. And I just said in passing, I said, well, how come you didn't have a Big Mac? And she said, well, I ate one of those once before, and I didn't like it. I said, well, how many Big Macs have you had? The girl's 17 years old. She's had one Big Mac in her life. One Big Mac. And no pig has ever passed her lips. Now, she's in pretty good health, and we hope to keep her that way. And the fact that she ate at McDonald's once or sucked a Coke once or twice probably isn't going to kill her. But, you know, if you get into the habit of eating at McDonald's, we're talking about this. There's a film out here called Super Size Me. They took a healthy guy, put him on McDonald's for 30 days, and in 30 days it impaired his health. That's all he ate was McDonald's for 30 days. Just went into McDonald's for 30 days, sucked on their Cokes and ate their Big Macs, and when he got through at the end of 30 days, he had health problems in only 30 days. So tuck that one away in your heart. Let's take a look at a couple of three easy ones over here as we close out the series here on the encyclopedia, health encyclopedia. Let's take a look at warts, acne, and boils. Everybody gets warts. Everybody has pimples on their face, and everybody gets a boil from time to time. How do you treat those? Boils are pretty painful. If we turn over here to page 251, we can take a look at boils over here, in this little section over here. And symptoms, itching, mild pain, and local swelling, often on the scalp, buttocks, face, or underarms. Within 24 hours, the boil becomes red and filled with pus. Fever and swelling of the lymph glands nearest the boil may occur. Boils are tender, red, painful, and appear suddenly. God, are they fun. You know, you stick a needle into one and watch the pus pop out. Boy, isn't that exciting? And then you squeeze on it, and the pus just oozes, and then it pops and sorts out all over the mirror. God, it's just, isn't that exciting? It's like popping a pimple, you know. All right, well, what causes these boils? Well, boils are small pus-filled bumps. The medical name for them is a furnicle. They're generally caused by a staph infection, Staphylococcus aureus bacteria. Now, in contrast, carbuncles are many-headed boils, which tend to combine and enlarge. They begin as a painful, localized infection, producing pus-filled areas in the deeper layers of the skin. Carbuncles are slower healing than boils. They're both treated alike. What's the remedy? What's the cause? What makes this thing happen? The remedy. To rid your system of impurities, the problem may be in toxins, but it may be chemical poisoning. One example would be sulfur. Whenever it is taken into the body, that is sulfur, it tries to leave, but not through the bowels or kidneys, it leaves through your skin. So, here's what happens. You got a boil? You've got sulfur poisoning. Isn't that just special? All right, now how'd you get that sulfur in your body? Where'd it come from? Well, you probably got it through some kind of a food additive. And then it has to come out of your body. Your body is detoxifying. And then what are the solutions to it? Well, I'm not going to get into the solutions. There's all kinds of herbs and applying vitamin E, garlic tablets, light, nutritious diet, golden seal, dandelion, burdock root, echinacea, golden seal. You know, there's things that you can do for boils. So when you get a boil, you know, if you're like me, you know, you just take a needle and stick the damn thing and squeeze it and pop out and gets rid of it. And if you're a little squeamish and it's painful and you don't want to do that, there's herbs that you can put on there that'll take the pain away. All right, now what about acne? Page 254. You ever had pimples? You know, blackheads, whiteheads, pustules, inflamed and infected, nodules, sacs, and cysts. You know, you look in the mirror, oh my God, I've got a pimple on my forehead. So you squeeze it and it pops out on the mirror. You ever done that? All right, well, it's kind of natural, and there's a cause for that. It's a subcutaneous gland. It's located in every hair follicle, and it produces oil, which lubricates your skin. Some of the oil becomes clogged, bacteria multiply, and inflammation results. This occurs during adolescence because, between the ages of 12 and 24, when the androgens, that's your male hormones, are released in increased amounts in both boys and girls. Ah, did you know that you girls have male hormones floating around in your veins? Now, a few people have acne all of their lives. There are other causes to acne, such as junk foods, oral contraceptives, cosmetics, allergies, stress, and heredity. These skin eruptions are often caused by consuming too much meat, white sugar, denatured flours, eggs, and stimulants, including spices, or by the lack of wholesome foods such as fresh vegetables, whole grains, fruits, nuts, and legumes. So if you want to have a complexion, like a movie star or a movie actress, you need to eat right. So if you would eat a better diet, stay off the junk foods, and then get off the cosmetics and various other drugs and so on, there's quite a lot here. You could avoid acne. You're not going to. Teenagers have to eat Pizza Hut pizzas. Teenagers have to have Coca-Cola. Teenagers in adolescence have to have, especially girls, have to have makeup. You got to have lipstick and rouge and all this good stuff, which plugs up your pores, which then promotes the growth of bacteria, which produces pimples, which you have all this fun popping over the mirror. And that's the way life is. So if you don't want that, there's a way to avoid it. And if you've got it, there's a way to get rid of it. And if you don't want to do either one, suffer with it. And shut up while you're at it, would you? I got a girl up here, you know, she's 17 years old, her face breaks out, you know, and I say, well, you know, here, why don't you have another Coke? Now, why don't you go get another pizza? Here, why don't you put on some more rouge? I just kind of rub it in a little bit, you know. So she wakes up, says, oh, my, you know, and she starts off, and then she'll come back and she'll wash her face and take care of it, and the acne goes away. And then when it goes away, well, then we don't have a problem. Well, you know, when we don't have acne, well, we can eat pizza and grease and all the rest of the crap that goes with it. Actually, my daughter doesn't eat very much grease or crap, but, you know, once in a while. Warts. Let's take a look at warts on page 262. People that play with frogs get warts, you know that. Well, surprisingly, here in this article on warts, there isn't a single mention of a frog in the entire article. So if you think you've been playing with toads and frogs and getting warts, I think you've been reading the wrong books. With the exception of plantar warts, which are flat warts, warts are always raised bumps. Where there is constant contact, they can cause discomfort and even pain. Venereal, also known as genital warts, are single or clusters of soft cauliflower-like growths. Warts appear more frequently in adolescents who are experiencing hormonal changes, especially between the ages of 12 and 16, and 70% between 10 and 39. There are three primary types of skin warts. There are contagious warts. I mean, warts that you can catch from other people. They're also called viral warts. These are benign skin warts, which are also called common warts and may be found on the hands, arms, face, or body. These hard, irregular, or round warts can be dark or flesh-colored, and they may range in size from a pinhead to a bean. Now, they most frequently occur on your hands, face, knees, and scalp, where the skin is in friction with clothing. They can also occur on the larynx, voice box, and produce hoarseness. They can be spread by picking, trimming, or touching them. On the face, they can be spread by shaving. There are three types of common warts, called flat warts and so on. There's plantar warts and venereal warts. Here are some natural remedies. As with any infection, warts appear because the body has lowered vitality and lack of resistance. Your immune system is impaired, boys and girls, so when warts appear, your immune system ain't working too good. Because if your immune system was working well, these warts now are caused by virus. So when you get warts, don't take penicillin and antibiotics, because remember, penicillin, antibiotics, don't do anything for viruses. What do you do when you have a virus? Remember, germanium, germanium. You know, you Germans, germanium. Comes in what? Garlic. Oh, you got a wart? You put garlic on it, and it'll kill it. Because you see, garlic has germanium, and germanium kills virus. So antibiotics don't kill virus, but garlic does. Now remember, a lot of these natural remedies come right out of the Bible. Yeah, surprisingly enough, these natural remedies, there's herbs mentioned in the Bible, and many of these herbs, you know, like mandrake, when you're impotent or you're unable to conceive, ladies, you take mandrake. Yeah. An example in the Bible, a lady by the name of Rachel did that. These are called natural remedies, and these natural remedies have high concentrations of vitamins, minerals, or antibiotics, or antivirals. Herbs, just natural, ordinary, everyday garden variety herbs, just food. Just eat garlic, and you won't get warts. Eat garlic, and your warts will go away. Eat garlic, and your immune system will rejuvenate itself. And remember, all of these diseases have a cause. And if you take the cause away, the symptoms will go away. That's all there is to disease, boys and girls, and it comes in two forms. Just you're poisoned or starved or a combination of the two. If you're being starved, then your immune system goes down, cannot handle the infection, and you come up with pneumonia. You want to get rid of the pneumonia, you build your immune system, the immune system throws the pneumonia out, the symptoms go away. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to disease. And every time you get diseased, it's a penalty for a broken law. If you obeyed the 18 health laws of the scripture, I mean, if you obeyed God and kept his commandments, you would never get sick from birth to death. Not once, not a single time. Now, isn't that just special? Now, I got a couple minutes left, and so I want to push this book off on you. It's $85, 85 bucks. I mean, this is for 85 bucks, 11 cents a page. You got to add $5 for shipping and handling. And you can get this from Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds. That's where I got this one here. I said I'd go find out where I got it. I paid them 85 bucks and bought it. Paid $5 for shipping and handling. It's called Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. It's written by Vance Farrell. Remember, I don't get a commission off of this, but I would appreciate it if you would tell the good fellow up there, his name is Jerry. Jerry, see what his last name is. He's an Amish guy. Well, if he's not Amish, then he's Mennonite. Jerry Gettle, G-E-T-T-L-E, J-E-R-E, Gettle. Hell of a nice fellow. At Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, 2278 Baker Creek Road, Mansfield, Missouri, 65704. And I'm gonna promote him because this is where we get our heirloom seeds. And if you need or want heirloom seeds, you should have a four-year seed supply. You should have a four-year seed supply on hand at all times. Keep them in your freezer, whether you plant a garden or don't. Make sure that you don't get cut off without seeds. And one of the places, not the only, but one of the good places to get these heirloom seeds, Baker Creek Seed Company. Their phone number is 417-924-8917. Again, that's area code 417-924-8917. The book is called Natural Remedies Encyclopedia, 840 pages, written by Vance Farrell and Edgar E. Archbold, M.D., and Harold M. Chern, M.D. You don't need all that information. All you need is Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. Stick a $90 bill into the envelope. Send it off to Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, 2278 Baker Creek Road, Mansfield, Missouri. Mansfield, M.O. 65704, and he'll send you a copy of it. I think you'll be glad you did. You'll have at your fingertips an alternative to 911, hysteria, and allopathic medical doctors. There is an alternative. Well, I'm about out of time in this series. We've got a minute and a half left. Let me give you a couple of reminders here that you've been living. You have been listening to. What have you been living to? But you've been listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review, sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week on this local radio station. If you're listening to us on the radio or over the internet, just go to our webpage, georgegordon.org, and you can get these programs and listen to them over your computer on 16 or 32-bit quality. Isn't that just special? The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy, procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Remember, we offer a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, call the Law School at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. The Law Hour is carried worldwide on the internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Time's up. Gotta go. See you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, good night, friends. Thank you.